This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org. The following sermon was preached on Friday, February 2nd, 2018, the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all peoples, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, for Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Has some very direct and explicit words by the Holy Spirit in the Gospel about the salvation of our God, about that Messiah who is going to come and reconcile the world to God through himself, this one, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not a philosophy that we can give or choose to take or leave. We either have to love him or we have to hate him, but we cannot be indifferent toward him. This explicit word from the gospel is directed toward, as the Holy Spirit says, to all people. This one who is presented in the temple on this day, this one Jesus Christ, is the only way. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one goes to God the Father, but through him. Period. It is a very exclusive statement. It's the most inclusive, exclusive statement there is. It's exclusive. He's the only way to get there, but he invites everyone to be on that path. It starts with his own people. Simeon the priest. Remember, this is a Jewish priest, not some good Catholic boy. A Jewish priest who is ministering in the Jewish temple, takes a little Jewish baby from the arms of his Jewish mother and looks at him and says, "Now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Salvation, not a concept. Salvation, not something that we have to work out ourselves. The only thing that we have to work out with fear and trembling is our relationship with Jesus Christ, because he is the gospel. It starts with his own people, because he is, as Simeon the priest says, the glory of his people Israel. He said, this one Simeon the priest, this guy is ancient. It's ancient. The Jews of our day, they like to discount the claim that the Holy Spirit is God, because that enters into the Trinity discussion. We won't go there. The Holy Spirit's not God. Jesus Christ is not God. There is one God. Discounting two of the persons of the Blessed Trinity. Well, Simeon the priest, one of these Jews, it says that he's a just and devout man, and that he, get this, before Pentecost, received from the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of our Lord. Remember, this is before Pentecost. This is the Holy Spirit working through a Jew about the Messiah, who is this one Jesus Christ before the cross. God knows his plan. He knows what's going to happen. And he enlightens people that will, in faith and obedience, just embrace what he says. And that's what Simeon the priest did. He was, as the Holy Spirit tells us, a just and devout man. And he has the Holy Spirit indwelling within him. He knows he will not die till he sees the Messiah. And this venerable, aged old man, as it says in the Roman Catechism, his mind flooded by the light of the Holy Spirit, recognized, received into his arms, and blessed our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Savior of the Jew first, and then the Gentile. The salvation of Jesus Christ is for the Jews, these ones who God brought out of the land of Egypt, chose as his people, gave the law, and now they are beneficiaries of the same in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, in no way else. Not law-keeping, not Moses, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not just for the Jews as the chosen people. That's why they had this very focused idea of the Messiah coming and saving just those who lived in and around Jerusalem, those who had been circumcised. Jesus Christ is the light and to lighten the Gentiles. That's everybody who's not a Jew. That's everybody who in their free will has chosen for a time, whether it be short or long, to bend the knee to a stone statue of a frog, to a golden calf, to trees and other animals, living or dead, stars, sun, wind, seas, whatever. Gods who do not send their son, gods who tell you you don't need a savior, all these false gods are Gentiles. And Jesus Christ is the light to enlighten them, everybody. No one is with excuse when it comes to our Lord Jesus Christ. This whole concept of light today, this feast day, and it's one of the oldest rituals in the Western Church, this night of Candlemas that starts with the blessing of candles. Candlemas because our Lord has shined a light in this dark and sin-cursed world. And this light has to work within us in this world, or we don't get it. How can Romans 1, for instance, be true when it says you can't look at nature? Can't look at nature without knowing that there's a God. How many people do you know deny outright, will belligerently assail you with all kind of arguments, talk till they're blue in the face why there's not a God? If they could just look at nature and tell that there's a God, why don't they know it? Is that wrong? No, it's not wrong at all. If you are enlightened by the power of the Holy Spirit who speaks of this one, Jesus Christ, you can't get things in this world if you're not enlightened by the Holy Spirit. People can talk to their blue in the face, read you scripture, sing hymns to you, drag you to mass, and if the Holy Spirit doesn't open your eyes, it's meaningless. One of the earliest church commentators, St. Denis, says, and I quote, "Things above cannot be known by comparison with things below." That's how glorious God is. That's how tremendous heaven is. We can't get it by comparing it to anything down here. No matter how much you love someone down here or think you love them, God loves you infinitesimally more. You cannot compare God to anything down here. You cannot be more charitable than him, as much as we like to seem to present it this day, that we become more Christ-like than Jesus Christ and more holy than God. We've got to let him be who he is and not compare things down here with him, but to embrace him for what he has told us about himself. And the only way that you're going to believe this is the power of the Holy Spirit. That is that light which lightens us through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he told his apostles he had to ascend into heaven, is so that he could send the Comforter, this one Holy Spirit, who will open our eyes to the things of truth. Going on the heels of what St. Denis says, the Roman Catechism says, only means then of arriving at a knowledge of the divine essence is that God unite himself in some sort to us, and after an incomprehensible manner, elevate our minds to a higher degree of perfection, and thus render us capable of contemplating the divine nature. Notice it doesn't say, and thus render us capable of understanding the divine nature, or being able to explain the divine nature to everybody, to contemplate the divine nature. That's the only thing we can do. The only thing we can do now is contemplate the glories of God, but that he manifests to us in this little babe that was presented in the temple, our Lord Jesus Christ. The presentation of our Lord Jesus in the temple is not a history lesson in what happened to some old man a little over 2,000 years ago. It's about each and every one of us today, right now, because it really is focused on we as Catholics gather together for the Mass. The presentation of our Lord Jesus Christ, and this is interesting, that every time there's a presentation of our Lord Jesus Christ made, the Blessed Virgin Mary is integrally involved in that presentation. The first presentation of our Lord Jesus Christ by word in this world was the Annunciation to the Blessed Virgin Mary and to her alone. God didn't show up in the sky and tell everybody, hey, my Messiah is coming and he's going to be born through this little virgin over here in Jerusalem. He's going to go to Bethlehem and he's going to be the Messiah. Everybody flood there. No, just to her. He just announced to her the presentation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then everybody that sought our Lord Jesus Christ, the shepherds, the magi, Simeon, who was told he wouldn't die until he saw the Savior, who presents our Lord Jesus Christ to all these? The Blessed Virgin Mary is there all the time. Saint Simeon the priest, he grabs the Lord Jesus Christ from the arms of the Blessed Virgin Mary and just overcome with the fact that he has seen the salvation of God in the person of this babe, our Lord Jesus Christ. Then the Blessed Virgin Mary presents him one last time to the Father at the cross. She, the other holy women, St. John the Divine, this is where we need to start thinking about it in our context. Our Blessed Mother presented her son on the cross to the Father. She continues to present him to us every time we come to Mass. Talking about the light that lightens us. This should puff us up. I'll generally say, I don't say this to puff you up. I say this to puff you up. Think about how much God cares about you, that he has shined so much light in your life that you are here listening to this today. That he has called you into the church that he established, the Roman Catholic Church. How come you believe that bread and wine become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ? The pagan thinks that's ridiculous mythology. You might as well believe in Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy. The majority of people who bear the title Christian in this world deny that our Lord Jesus Christ is truly and really objectively present in whatever they call the Lord's Supper or Communion. And he's not present in their Lord's Suppers or Communion. He's only present in his Catholic Church and through the priesthood that he established on Holy Thursday. Every time we come together as Catholics, we should glory in the fact that our Blessed Mother is presenting our Lord Jesus Christ again to us. Just as Simeon the priest took the baby Jesus Christ, the infant Christ, into his hands and then blessed, the same thing happens every time we go to Mass. Every time we come to the altar rail, when we get on our knees and we receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ within ourselves, stop there for a second and think about what I just said. The same Jesus Christ, the same exact Jesus Christ, the same flesh and blood that Simeon the priest held in his arms is what you take into yourself at Mass. I say this to puff you up. It should be overwhelming to think that the Holy Spirit has worked so in your life to draw you to this place and to do this thing we call the Eucharist. Even the words, when the celebrant confessed the Blessed Sacrament, took it to his venerable hands and blessed, the same thing was in the breviary today. It sounds even better in the Latin, because almost exactly the same, that Simeon the priest took our Lord Jesus Christ into his hands and blessed, and then he gives him back to his mother. The same thing happens at every Eucharist for us. I pray, God, that every time you walk away from receiving the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Savior from now on, you should exult in the fact that you believe what you do, that you are where you are, and that you have been able to do that. If you just did that once in your entire life, it would be the pinnacle of your entire life. If you could just do it once, and we can do it as many times as we want, within reason. You do it every day. And every time you walk away from the altar, every time, with our Lord Jesus Christ within you, as he was as real as he was in Simeon's arms, you should be able to say the same words, not repeating something that somebody said a long time ago, but truly meaning it. You should be able to walk away from the altar with our Lord Jesus Christ within you and say, "My eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people." This Jesus Christ that you took into yourself, that you continue to take in yourself and will as long as the Lord tarries and leaves you here. As many times as you take him within yourself, you should glory and exult in that. But it should be so much exaltation that you don't keep it to yourself. Because notice it doesn't, "My eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared for me," but for all people, everybody. No matter how bad, no matter how you think they would never come to church, all people, we live the words of Simeon the priest. We should not just live his words, but also his actions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.